is in focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Thursday. Good morning. Brady Bowman with you here on KMAN's In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we have a great show once again for you this morning. Pretty jam-packed show, really. We're just going to have a very quick opening segment to go over a few housekeeping items, and then we'll have some Fort Riley folks. After this first break, we will have Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer Pat Birch and also Fort Riley Museums Director Dr. Bob Smith will be with us for a couple segments this morning. And then after that, we're going to have a recorded conversation I had with USC 475 Executive Director of Communications Matthew Droege. I talked to him yesterday afternoon. The school year, like for pretty much every school district in our listening area, starts next week, and he talked to me a little bit about how things are going for USD 475 as the school year starts, and also some updates on the new high school and the bond projects over there. So we'll play that interview. I'm guessing somewhere around 9:50 is when we'll play that interview, and around after this first break, somewhere between 9:12, 9:15, we'll have the Fort Riley folks. And a few other things I wanted to mention that folks are probably wondering about, kind of going back to the primary election results from Tuesday. Obviously, we did have a local connection in that primary with Manhattan Ogden board member Katrina Lewison was actually picked by Josh Swati as his lieutenant governor candidate choice on that ticket, on the Democratic ticket. I did talk to Katrina yesterday afternoon, and she was on vacation, actually. She had the kids in the car. She was on her cell phone. They're on their way to Ohio to see some family on Katrina's husband's side. And Katrina told me that she'd probably have some more official comments on some reflections on this summer, on being a part of that campaign, probably earlier next week. She said she didn't want to get too ahead of Josh. Josh Swati hasn't really had any official comments yet on the election, on the primary results. So she wanted to wait for him to kind of issue his official statements before she would issue her official statements. So just a FYI, I did chat with her. She said that she did have a lot of fun on the campaign, and she's excited to, again, kind of refocus on USD, on Manhattan School Board, and focus on some things there because they got a bond that they're trying to pass. So it'll be busy for her as well for USD 383. So do look out for that next week. That we'll try and get a hold of Katrina and talk with her and get a little more in-depth about her experience this summer. Another reminder, and this is more of a programming note for tomorrow morning, for the morning show tomorrow, Congressman Roger Marshall of the 1st District is going to be in town tomorrow for an event in Manhattan. And as usual, his staff's always very good about trying to get a hold of us in case we want to pick his brain about anything. So he won't be able to make it on for In Focus. His engagement, I think, is at 8:30 tomorrow is when he'll be busy. But he is going to stop at some point during the 7:30 time frame for the morning show. And we'll just have him on the morning show, and we'll just talk to him a little bit. I know tariffs is an issue that we're all talking about, especially on the agricultural side. And I think that's something he wanted to address. So be sure to look out for that tomorrow morning during the morning show. We'll have Congressman Roger Marshall on for a few moments. But again, guest today, we'll talk Fort Riley anti-terrorism with the officer Pat Birch, also Fort Riley Museums Director Dr. Bob Smith. Always fun to have Dr. Bob in the studio, as they're, of course, going under a lot of renovations for their museums there. And, of course, it's also Victory Week, so there's a lot of historical tie-ins that we could talk about there. And again, around 9:50, we'll have a recording of an interview I had with USC 475 Executive Director of Communications, Matthew Droege. So let's go ahead and take that first break. We come back on the other side, we'll talk Fort Riley. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
ESB Financial, member FDIC, equal housing lender, has